All right, guys, thanks.
All right. All right. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks,
Ryan. Good job.
Good job.
He knows better. He knows better. Oh, shoot. Come on. Skin like an armadillo. Skin like an armadillo. You know, I wanted to stand. Shoot.
I'm going
to
stay here in case you make another break for
it. Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. One thing I learned today, you guys probably know, I just found out about, I guess Brandon Moore's retiring. He went to Dallas, but I guess he decided to retire. You know, a couple thoughts on him. I mean, what a tremendous, you know, tremendous player, obviously, that jumps out at me. You know, it was great as a, you know, as a coach coming in there. And I'm like, okay, we got to, let's see who we have. We got Alan Fanick at one guard and Brandon Moore. You know, I remember Brandon, you know, going against him. I knew, you know, big, strong and all that stuff. But what a tremendous player. Yeah, I mean, just absolutely a tremendous player and, you know, a great person. It just, you know, he just was a great teammate, you know, a guy that was important to me and really, you know, being a first-time NFL head coach, you know, I leaned on him some and he was absolutely tremendous. But, again, you know, I guess he can't play this game forever, and you know. But I certainly appreciate his time that he had with us for sure. With that, we'll go to questions because, guys, quite honestly, I don't know what else to say up here. So
it looks like you were using Kyle a lot more in that first team defense. Was there a reason? Because yesterday you said that you thought that Milner was going to start. Was
right.
There a reason you kind of didn't have him in there as much?
Yeah, D came in. He had a little tightness in his leg, so they ran a deep ball, and I wanted to make sure I got him out because I could see that he had a little something there. You know, I don't know if it'll be a big deal. I kind of doubt it, but we'll. I just wasn't wanting him to pull something if he felt tight there, so we pulled him out of there.
Was
it a hamstring? No. I think it's in the lower part of his leg. I think he's going to be okay though. Yeah, calf area.
Go ahead, Mike.
Rock, paper, scissors.
When you talk about playing Kyle at safety, you've had a couple of safeties who would traditionally be called undersized. You had Jim playing there when you got here. You have Kyle there. Is that a position, usually you think of that position, you think of Polamalu and Dawkins and Ed Reed and guys who are big and fast. Is there something about your system that allows you to play guys who aren't necessarily... don't necessarily look like conventional safeties?
Yeah, I think the number one thing is you take a good football player and you put him out there. I think that's, you know, the thing you mentioned, Jim Laird, you know, Rod Woodson was a converted, you know, corner to safety. And then, you know, shoot, we had Deion Sanders play there. When we ran out of everything, you know, it was like, Brian, you mind playing free safety? You know, we had a Davis Thomas, so just the opposite. So, but, you know, main thing is you get a guy that's got instincts, smart, has awareness, You can plug him in, and you know, certainly when I say that, like, he's, you know, he's the nickel, you know, he's a nickel, but he can also do some other things because he does have such a great grasp of our system. So you just put your players out there, and you know, now that's not saying that, you know, Jaquan Jarrett and Antonio Allen are doing a good job also, but we'll use everybody. And in today's game, even, you know, here's an example: if this happened in a game, a guy's tight, whatever it is, he comes out, you're plugging guys in. I mean, you better have some depth at that position, and we certainly do.
Rex, how much do you learn about a quarterback when he actually is hit versus in practice?
I think you learn a lot, you know. Now, obviously, in college, they get hit too, you know. But they're going to get hit in this league. There's no question about it. So, you know, we'll see how they react. And that's something I said that we really haven't seen yet, because they know they're in a red jersey, you're not hitting them. So, you know, he'll be, you know, those guys will be hit this week.
Jeremy Curley, we spent a lot of time talking about, when we were on the wide receivers here, talking about Santonio Holmes, about Stephen Hill and his potential and his hands. But with Curley, what have you seen from him in this training camp? What are your expectations for him this season?
Well, I mean, obviously he played really well for us last year, arguably might have had the best year of all those guys. But the thing that I've been really impressed with is, you know, his punt returning. And, you know, not just, like, that's part of a game that, hey, what's that have to do with a receiver? Well, you better catch a ball back there. And, you know, we had a couple drops last year. So that's something that clearly he's worked on and done a tremendous job for us. So I've really been impressed with that, his commitment. He had not dropped anything, hadn't come close. So that's been, you know, impressive to me. Obviously, his route running, all that type of stuff, and that's a little football player right there now. I mean, whether he's playing, you know, running the option, whether he's running an option route, you know, all those type of things that this young man can do. So, you know, I think he's had a great training camp.
Brent, the other day when we were talking about the fans, you said, you know, you want them to move forward and kind of put the pass on the pass. I'm curious, when you're evaluating the quarterbacks and Mark, how much do you weigh what you've seen in the last 4 years, good and bad, versus do you just go out there and kind of say, okay, I want to see what these two guys are doing right now?
That's interesting. Now, first off, I didn't say they have to move away from the pass. You don't be like, oh, we have to do that? No. That was not a quote. Might have been a suggestion, but was not a quote for me. But with that is, you know, it's interesting that you bring it up. But I think, you know, you're in a different system. I think that's, you know, we'll see how he is in this system, you know, how things work out in this system. So I am in there with an open mind. You know, sure, I know what's happened in the past, you know, but if you really are focused in the past, am I supposed to go back one season, or how far am I supposed to go back? You know, so to me, I'd rather focus on the present and what's in front of us to get, you know, to do the evaluating.
On that same track, do you think that you can learn as much about Mark during the preseason as you can about Gino?
Well, again, we'll definitely see, because we're running the same system. So I think, you know, I think it will be equal. And so it should be, you know, we'll see how it shakes out.
But part of what you and Marty said yesterday was Mark has earned it. He's played well in training camp. Plus, he's also the incumbent, so mm-hmm. he kind of gets the edge in that regard. So, I mean, you've talked about Mark in the past and how he's helped lead you guys to an AFC title game. So when you say you want to disregard the past or focus on the here and now, is it... You can't really do that because part of Mark's history and what he's done here, he's shown you he can win, right?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I'm not, you know, I know all about the turnovers. You know, I know the goods and the bads, you know. So there's been great moments, there's been bad moments. So that's why I just assume, you know, we'll start right now. You know, somebody's got to take the first snap. And to me, it is going to be a fair competition, a fair and open competition. But, you know, we're not going to put both quarterbacks out there. So you got to put one out there. And really, Mark has had a good camp. You know, he's had a good training camp, as is Gino. But being the incumbent and things like that, sure, I mean, I don't think anybody would have been surprised that, you know, he would be the first quarterback. Mark would be the first quarterback in the first preseason game.
Do you think that, is Gino going to be starting one of the other preseason games?
Again, you know, we'll let that play out. We'll just take it one step at a time and we'll let that play out. But he'll certainly get opportunities with the one offense.
Chris Ivory said today that he's cleared to practice starting next week. Is that what your understanding is too?
Well, you know what? He knows more about it than I do right now. I haven't talked to J-Mel today. But that's good.
And also, Mike Goodson, is he being fined under the, you know, did not report rules?
No, I'm not gonna, you know, discuss, you know, Mike's situation. We're very aware of it, but we're not going to discuss the situation.
Discussing the situation, I just want to know if are you finding or not? Are you following the league policy or the league rule?
I'm following our policy that we're not going to discuss. Go ahead, Rich.
I just wanted to ask about Hazleton. It sounds like he...
Not discussing him either. No, I'm just kidding. Unfortunately, this young man, I mean, it's... I tell you what, he was really pushing to make this team. He really was, and it's unfortunate he's had a had a bad injury. And to the extent of it, I don't know if we know 100% what the extent of it is, but it's a severe injury.
Can you just give us a rundown of the guys you don't expect to play Friday because of
the— I tell you what, we could do if this would be all right. I'd rather do this. I don't want to give you an incomplete list, and I don't want to give you a— well, I thought he wasn't going. Oh, by the way, he's healthy enough to go.
Throw out names.
Go ahead and throw a name out. I don't know.
Put Braylon and Winslow. Do you think they'll both?
I think they will, but I don't know that to be 100% accurate. But I believe both will.
What about Brian Winters? What's his
status? Again, that's kind of an— like, you guys are putting me I can certainly understand it, but it might be as early as tonight that we we'll give you guys the list. Not that I'm trying to hold anything from anybody, or it's secretive. It's a preseason game, you know. Even if it was a regular season game, you know how I feel about that. But it's, I think we'll have a much better understanding of it, from our trainers. I wasn't even over on the offensive side today. You know, they were, we kind of had a two-field deal where they were kind of getting ready a little bit for Detroit, showing their looks and things, which we never really done in the past, but we're kind of getting, we're trying to do that. So I really wasn't even over on the offensive side, so I can't even tell you. You guys would know more about it than I would.
Why wasn't Joe McKnight at practice
yet? Again, with Joe is, he's got a head injury and all that type of stuff, so I don't know if he's getting tested or what, but I know he wasn't able to practice today, and I knew that was going to happen. But where specifically he's at, I'm not sure.
Does he have a concussion?
Not practicing because of the concussion protocol.
But again, I don't want to say he's got a concussion if that information has not been relayed to me. So it's a head injury, guys. It's a head injury. Hey, I don't know. It's a head injury. Could be a headache. I don't know.
I think a head coach should have a little bit more attention to
it. I'm going to lead on our doctors and our trainers. For that information, if I knew it was a concussion, have I always said that it was a concussion in the past? If I don't know, the man's out. He's had— I don't know if that means, he's had migraines. He's had what? I don't know. But when Melody tells me that, hey, Joe's going to be cleared to practice, then that's fine. If he tells me he's got a concussion, I'll tell you he's got a concussion.
So John's given you no updates to Joe's symptoms at all?
No, he just— he's still out with a head injury.
That's all he said about Joe.
Well, I think he might have said something else about him, but but that's about it. Bill Belichick, he got a body part that something's wrong with him. I'm not trying to say he doesn't, If I don't know he's got a concussion for sure, I don't want to tell you he's got a concussion, and that's not the case.
Okay,
no,
but you're saying that John's giving you no update as to what his symptoms are. If that seems a rather kind of incomplete diagnosis, for lack of a better word.
Well, maybe it's not that I've asked specifically about a concussion thing. I've not asked that question. My thing is, I know he's being treated well because we got the best in the business. I know he's being taken care of.
Just going forward, and how to manage him as a player.
Well, I'm going to know how to manage him as a player because I'm going to lean on the doctors and the trainers. And when they say he's cleared to practice, he will practice. But if it's, guys, if they said he's a hypothetical, he's got a concussion. Oh, you're not practicing him. I understand. I'm not practicing. If they said he has a head injury and he's not practicing, I'm not practicing. Okay? So, I may have slept in the dorms, but I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to tell you that, he's got a concussion. Maybe I should check on that. I know he's injured because certainly it seems like a deal. I'm not going to ever practice a player that is not cleared to practice, ever. No matter if it's a head injury or whatever.
Right, so it looked like you got a little annoyed at the end of practice with 58 tackling the guy. Do you think it's getting hard to get these guys to
follow those rules at this point in training camp? You think they want to hit Friday night?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, we want him to. You know, he's an aggressive guy and things like that. I think, you know, he's just a young man. Like a lot of guys are trying to make a make an impact, make a name for himself and things like that. And I can't wait. I'm really excited to see him play on Friday night because he is a very physical, aggressive player. And that's, you know, that's great to see. You know, the big message is just to, you know, make sure we're taking care of each other, though. If it's a live scrimmage situation, I mean, that's great. If it's not, we got to practice like a pro. And sometimes, and not just picking on Troy, but a young player, sometimes you say it and you say it, but, you know, they need to understand that, no, it's unacceptable. If we say the drill is going to be a certain way, then that's the way the drill is going to be. And there is something, because in this league, you're padded practice about once a week. And so when you're with, even though we have pads today, but even without pads, there's a certain tempo that you practice with. You got to, you know, you have 16 regular season games, and, you know, you don't want to lose people on a practice field.
Everybody good?
Rex, where does, I just got one more. Where does Greg McElroy fit into the whole quarterback derby?
He's competing for the number three job, you know, right now with Sims. So he's not competing with the first, you know, he's not competing for the starting job. You know, so, but that's where I see the main competition right now for Greg is competing for the third job. Okay? All right, guys.
I'm not moving, so I guess you're answering.